Along the Outer Banks, storm surges are destroying parts of the one highway onto and off of Hatteras Island, North Carolina 12. That's despite massive sandbag structures the North Carolina Department of Transportation built a few years ago. The structures are covered to look like dunes. They're 20 feet wide, 6 feet tall, and they stretch for almost a half mile along the most battered section of the road. But Hurricane Sandy wreaked havoc on the sandbags. Here's State Division of Coastal Management's Doug Huggett.
When Sandy came in, it pretty much destroyed the entire sandbag structure, and those bags are all strewn all over the beach, and there are places where the roadway kind of does not exist or certainly not safe for any vehicular traffic.
Right now, it's a staggering sight. Long, jagged stretches of gnarled pavement, hundreds of huge white sandbags lumped randomly along the water's edge, almost like sunbathing seals. And remember, Highway 12, it's the only road that connects Hatteras Island to the mainland.
So all of the villages to the south of this location, Rodanthe, Buxton, Hatteras Village, Waves, Salvo, all of those villages and communities are absolutely dependent upon this roadway as their lifeline to get onto and off of the island.
So the people who live and work in those communities will have to rely on ferries and boats until the road is fixed. And Highway 12 might take on even more damage this week. The National Weather Service is forecasting more flooding on Hatteras from a nor'easter moving up the coast. When the DOT does rebuild the highway, the sandbag berms will be even bigger, up to 8 feet tall and 25 feet wide, and crews will put them 10 to 15 feet farther inland. Huggett says that'll help, but this problem isn't going away.
I think the intent is for it to allow for greater protection. There is still probably going to be some time that there will be some overwash and some road closures, but certainly with the larger structures in place, it's hoped those events will be fewer and farther between.
That's the best-case scenario until the DOT can decide on a long-term solution, like building a bridge that goes over or around this most troubled stretch of State Highway 12.